Welcome to the Middling Manager Hub podcast. My name is Steve Westover, your host, and today we're diving into the transformative power of curiosity in leadership. Picture this: you're faced with a problem at work. Do you resort to the same old methods, or do you dare to explore new avenues for solutions? It's a question that separates the average from the exceptional. The truth is, curiosity is the secret sauce that distinguishes great leaders from the rest. So we're going to talk about it. Grab your headphones, find a comfy seat, and let's get going. Before we dig in too deep, I want to share one of my favorite scenes from the show Ted Lasso. In a classic English pub setting, Ted Lasso, who's just this upbeat American soccer coach, finds himself in a showdown with Rupert, the former Richmond team owner. The stakes are significant, with Rebecca's well-being implicitly tied to the outcome. Surprisingly, Ted showcases his adeptness at darts, challenging Rupert's assumptions and defying audience expectations. Ted's mastery of the game and his reflection on being underestimated underscore the importance of self-belief and trust in others, echoing his mantra of be curious, not judgmental. This pivotal moment in Ted's journey enriches his character and alters Rebecca's perception of him. Beyond mere plot advancement, the dart scene strikes a chord with viewers, illustrating the satisfaction of disproving skeptics and underscoring the value of curiosity in shaping connections and encounters. I've witnessed firsthand how curiosity propels leaders to greater heights. Let's unpack three key aspects where curiosity becomes a game changer. First, curious leaders are perpetual seekers of new possibilities. They challenge the status quo by asking, "What if?" This mindset isn't content with the familiar, it thrives on exploration. These leaders actively seek out industry trends, data, and fresh perspectives. They inspire their teams to join them in the quest for innovation, creating an environment ripe for growth and discovery. Second, successful leaders broaden their horizons beyond their immediate sphere. They understand that true leadership demands a holistic understanding of business. Take, for instance, the senior director of engineering who delved into the intricacies of supply chains and marketing. By embracing cross-functional knowledge, he not only enhanced his leadership prowess, but also fostered synergy across departments. This breadth of understanding is indispensable for navigating the complexities of modern organizations. And third, effective leaders aren't afraid to seek feedback and introspection. They recognize that growth stems from humility and self-awareness. By inviting input from their team, they cultivate a culture of transparency and trust. However, it's crucial to approach feedback with sincerity and specificity. Whether it's improving meeting dynamics or enhancing support mechanisms, leaders who value feedback are primed for continuous improvement. In today's fast-paced world, adaptability is so important. Curiosity serves as a compass, guiding leaders through ever-changing landscapes of business. By embracing curiosity, leaders unlock a treasure trove of insights, enabling them to tackle challenges with creativity and resilience. Ted's monologue about being underestimated really resonates deeply, emphasizing the value of empathy and curiosity over judgment. It underscores the need to foster a culture of understanding and appreciation within teams, where individuals are encouraged to explore their full potential without fear of being judged. In essence, the dart scene serves as a poignant reminder of the transformative impact of seeing beyond the surface and embracing the complexities of human nature. By understanding both the tasks in front of us and the people we serve and work with, we can cultivate stronger connections, foster trust, and ultimately drive greater success in all of our endeavors. Let's explore the first concept a little more with a real-world example from the tech industry. Consider the story of Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft. When Nadella took the helm in 2014, Microsoft was facing challenges in adapting to the rapidly changing tech landscape. Under his leadership, Nadella didn't simply stick to the tried and true methods of the past. Instead, he adopted a curious mindset, constantly seeking new possibilities and challenging the status quo. Nadella's approach was evident in Microsoft's shift towards cloud computing with Azure. Rather than clinging to the traditional software model, Nadella recognized the potential of cloud services and boldly pursued his new direction. He asked questions like, what if we focused on cloud computing as a core business, and how can we leverage data analytics to drive innovation? By actively seeking out industry trends, data, and fresh perspectives, Nadella inspired his team to join him in the quest for innovation. He encouraged a culture of curiosity within Microsoft, where employees were empowered to explore new ideas and take calculated risks. This environment fostered growth and discovery, leading to the successful expansion of Azure and solidifying Microsoft's position in the cloud computing market. Nadella's curious leadership not only transformed Microsoft's business strategy, but also revitalized the company's culture. By embracing curiosity and challenging the status quo, he propelled Microsoft into a new era of innovation and growth. This example illustrates how curious leaders can drive positive change and create environments that are conducive to continuous learning and development. Next, let's take a deeper look at our second concept. And let's look at the story of Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook, as a real-world example of a leader who embraced cross-functional knowledge to enhance her leadership. Sheryl Sandberg joined Facebook in 2008, when the company was still relatively young and rapidly growing. Initially hired as the COO, Sandberg quickly became instrumental in shaping Facebook's growth trajectory. One key aspect of her leadership style was her willingness to broaden her horizons beyond the immediate sphere of her expertise. Sandberg understood that true leadership demanded a holistic understanding of the business. Despite coming from a background in technology and operations, she recognized the importance of delving into the other facets of the business, including marketing and user experience. One notable example of Sandberg's cross-functional approach was her involvement in Facebook's advertising strategy. While Facebook was primarily known as a social network platform, Sandberg saw the potential to leverage the platform for advertising purposes. She worked closely with the marketing team to develop targeted advertising solutions, tapping into her understanding of user behavior and engagement to drive revenue growth. Furthermore, Sandberg's cross-functional knowledge extended to areas such as product development and data analytics. By immersing herself in these domains, she gained insights into the various aspects of Facebook's business operations and fostered synergy across departments. This breadth of understanding proved indispensable for navigating the complexities of modern organizations like Facebook. Sandberg's ability to bridge the gap between different functions within the company helped to streamline the processes and improve collaboration and drive innovation. Sandberg's leadership journey exemplifies the importance of embracing cross-functional knowledge to enhance leadership prowess. By broadening her horizons beyond her immediate sphere of expertise, Sandberg not only strengthened her own leadership capabilities, but also fostered synergy and innovation within Facebook, ultimately contributing to the company's success. And all of this happened because of her curiosity and learning more about the other departments, the other functionalities, so that she could bring a more holistic approach and leadership style to Facebook. Next, let's take a deeper look at our final concept. Let's examine the leadership style of Indra Nooyi, the former CEO of PepsiCo, as a real-world example of a leader who actively sought feedback and embraced introspection to drive continuous improvement. Throughout her tenure at PepsiCo, Nooyi demonstrated a deep commitment to personal and organizational growth through her proactive approach to seeking feedback and introspection. One notable aspect of Nooyi's leadership was her willingness to actively solicit feedback from various stakeholders, including employees at all levels of the organization. She understood that valuable insights could come from anyone within the company, not just those in senior positions. Nooyi encouraged an open-door policy and regularly engaged in candid conversations with employees to understand their perspectives and concerns. Furthermore, Nooyi embraced a culture of transparency and trust by fostering an environment where feedback was welcomed and valued. She set an example by being receptive to constructive criticism, and using it as a catalyst for personal and professional development. Nuyi's commitment to feedback and introspection also extended to her interactions with external stakeholders, including customers, investors, and industry experts. She actively sought input from these individuals of PepsiCo's performance and identified areas for improvement. Additionally, Nuyi recognized the importance of specificity when it came to feedback. Rather than vague or general comments, she encouraged her team to provide concrete suggestions for improvement, whether it was related to product innovation, operational efficiency, or corporate culture. By embracing feedback and introspection, Nuyi cultivated a culture of continuous improvement within PepsiCo. Her leadership style not only drove innovation and growth, but also fostered a sense of ownership and accountability among employees at all levels within the organization. Nuyi's leadership journey serves as a powerful example of the transformative impact of seeking feedback and embracing introspection. By prioritizing humility and self-awareness, Nuyi demonstrated that effective leaders are not afraid to solicit input from others and use it as a catalyst for growth and improvement. And this really does require some bravery, because how often do we really want people to tell us everything we're doing wrong? And that's sometimes how it feels. But we can be brave. We can be humble and self-aware and really truly solicit that information from others to help us become better. So you may be listening to these examples of these COOs or CEOs and wonder, well, how does this apply to me as a middle manager? Well, middle managers play a crucial role in fostering a culture of curiosity within their teams, even if they may not hold the same level of authority as senior executives. Here are several ways middle managers can leverage the concept of curiosity to help their teams thrive. 1. Encourage exploration. Middle managers can inspire their teams to explore new ideas, approaches, and perspectives by creating a safe and supportive environment. They can encourage team members to ask questions and challenge assumptions and think critically about problems and opportunities. 2. They can promote learning and development. Middle managers can facilitate ongoing learning and development initiatives within their team. This can include organizing training sessions, workshops, or lunch and learn sessions on topics relevant to the team's goals and objectives. By promoting continuous learning, middle managers empower their teams to acquire new skills and knowledge. 3. They can foster cross-functional collaboration. Middle managers can facilitate collaboration and knowledge sharing across different departments or functional areas within the organization. By encouraging team members to work together on cross-functional projects or initiatives, middle managers help break down silos and promote a holistic understanding of the business. 4. They can lead by example. Middle managers can demonstrate curiosity and growth mindset in their own approach to work and problem solving. By openly embracing new challenges, seeking feedback, and being receptive to different perspectives, middle managers set a positive example for their teams to follow. 5. They can create opportunities for feedback. Middle managers can solicit feedback from their team members on a regular basis and use it to drive improvement and growth. By actively seeking input from team members, middle managers demonstrate that they value their perspectives and are committed to creating a culture of openness and transparency. And trust me, the more you do this, the less scary it becomes. 6. Celebrate curiosity and innovation. Middle managers can recognize and celebrate team members who demonstrate curiosity, creativity, and innovation in their work. By acknowledging and rewarding these behaviors, middle managers reinforce the importance of curiosity and encourage their teams to continue exploring new ideas and pushing boundaries. Overall, middle managers play such an important role in fostering the culture of curiosity within their teams. By encouraging exploration, promoting learning and development, fostering cross-functional collaboration, leading by example, creating opportunities for feedback, and celebrating curiosity and innovation, middle managers can help their teams thrive in today's dynamic and ever-changing business environment. We've looked at some real-world examples of leaders and how they can really dig through these concepts and utilize curiosity to make their organization stronger. And I brought in Ted Lasso because Ted embodies the transformative power of curiosity, both on and off the soccer field. Through his unyielding optimism and insatiable curiosity, Ted challenges the status quo. He defies expectations and inspires those around him to embrace new possibilities. In the English pub scene where they're playing darts, Ted's expected talent at darts serves as a metaphor for the hidden depths within individuals that are often overlooked. His willingness to ask, "What if?" and his refusal to be judgmental epitomize the essence of curiosity-driven leadership. Ted Lasso teaches us that curiosity is not just about seeking answers, but about asking the right questions and being open to new experiences and perspectives. It's about fostering a culture of learning and growth and collaboration where individuals can thrive and innovate. As we navigate the complexities of the modern world, let's channel our inner Ted Lasso, approaching each challenge with a sense of curiosity and wonder. In curiosity lies the key of unlocking new possibilities, driving meaningful change, and ultimately achieving success, both personally and professionally. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Middling Manager Hub podcast. And thanks for joining us on this journey through the power of curiosity, inspired by the example of Ted Lasso. As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to reflect on how curiosity can shape your own leadership style and interactions with others. Remember, curiosity is not just a trait of the adventurous. It's a fundamental mindset that drives innovation, fosters growth, and builds stronger connections. So as you navigate the challenges and opportunities ahead, dare to ask, "What if?" and approach each situation with an open mind and a thirst for knowledge. I hope you found inspiration in Ted Lasso's story and that you'll carry the spirit of curiosity with you in your own leadership journey. Join us next time as we continue to explore the principles and practices that empower middling managers to thrive in today's dynamic world. Until next time, continue leading with purpose, empathy, and a commitment to the empowered workforce of tomorrow.